USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump responded to North Korea's threat to cancel the meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month at their historic summit. The president said he will still insist on denuclearization. Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving the way for her expected confirmation to lead the spy agency. The panel voted 10-5 to advise the full Senate to confirm Haspel. Republican Senator John Thune shares his thoughts on the vote.
She's been involved, of course, in leadership positions at the CIA. She's been in the field. She's widely respected, not only within the agency, but across the world. And I think that it's time we get that important position filled. And it seems to me, at least, that Democrats finally came to the conclusion that blocking her at this critical national security position at a time when there is so much at stake around the world would be a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand. And I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says his effort to help the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE is only part of a larger trade deal his administration seeks with Beijing. Lanny Chen is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. He has some advice for President Trump.
We cannot have this negotiation with China for the goal of a short-term resolution of trade deficit issues. This has got to be a longer-term discussion about what the Chinese have to do to open up their economy.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A morning routine can make or break most people's life. Now, a lot of successful people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, we've heard about their morning routines and how they keep things very much the same each day. But why is that so important? Benjamin Spall runs a website called MyMorningRoutine.com, and he joined me earlier, and we discussed why having that same routine day after day is key to having a successful life.
Yeah, so having a morning routine is all about starting your morning with intention and bringing your morning wins with you into the rest of your day. So this could be anything from having a morning workout or getting some meditation in, or generally just being productive in your morning.
What was one common thread that you saw amongst the people that you were talking to and interviewing?
So there are several common threads in terms of the things they do. So one thing is actually something they do the night before, which is getting enough sleep. Because we always point out, you know, if you don't sleep enough, then you're going to really struggle to have a good morning. But another thing, many of them work out, many of them meditate. But in general, what they really do is keep their routine short and easy to accomplish, especially in the beginning, because this greatly increases their chance of sticking to any one part of their routine.
Interesting stuff. And Benjamin also told me that you don't always necessarily need to be a morning person to have a great morning routine. And finally, it was back on this date in 1921, the first Academy Awards were presented at a private dinner with about 270 attendees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.